I remember the black and white TV set was on early in our suburban St. Louis home the morning John Glenn shot Around the World in 1962.
It's remained very vivid over the past 50 years. Seems to me like about a week or two instead of 50 years.
Grandma was making her specialty tea biscuits as the countdown clock wound down on the grainy screen. She said America's dreams were riding on Mr. Glenn's success. And even at age 12, I sensed something was up. I'd just begun to listen to Bob Dylan records. You know, those early tunes where he asked so many questions with no answers? How many years? How many roads? How many cannonballs?
Well, I don't know, but I've been told the streets of heaven are lined with gold. I ask you how things could get much worse if the Russians happen to get up the first. Wowee, pretty scary.
The space race was scary. Grandma said that was John Glenn's mission, to draw even with the Soviets in the race to outer space.
That first flight, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of the type thing that we call research now, except we're trying to find out what happened to the human body and could you function or not function. And the things like, would your eyes change shape when you're up there for several hours in zero G? You might even not be able to look at the instrument panel and make an emergency re-entry. Would the fluid in the inner ear move more randomly?
Because of the success of Glenn's ride, the early failures are diminished in the history books. U.S. booster rockets kept blowing up on the launch pad prior to the launch of Friendship 7.
Senator Glenn, you talked a lot this morning about the training the astronauts received. Did you get any advice before going up on Friendship from Mrs. Glenn?
But don't go.
But Glenn says the domestic differences were resolved before takeoff.
She suggested we ought to take the second A out of astronauts. Astronauts, I'll give it to you anyway. But by the time we got around, she was all for it.
Glenn says both the astronauts and NASA viewed his flight as a turning point in the competition with the Soviets. He says it changed the American psyche. America did land a man on the moon 7 years later. Now, Glenn says America pays Russia to take its astronauts to the International Space Station. He wants to inspire a new generation.
So I just hope this attention on the past can be used as a stepping stone to the future and encourage the kids of today. Well, that's what's important.
But for a young kid in the early 1960s, Glenn's accomplishments were easily recalled. All I had to do was cue up Walter Brennan's tribute on an old 45 RPM. Tom Borgerding, WOSU News.